Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the Lisa Dent Show. Thank you for joining us. Kanye was on a podcast that was being taped today. The guy's name is Tim Pool. I don't know much about him. He seems young. He says he does cultural world affairs and all that kind of stuff. Well, Kanye is there with Nick Fuentes, another Chicago area guy, another person who, well, I'll let our next guest describe who he is. But they got talking, and the minute that Tim Pool pushed back on their anti-Semitism, they stormed out of the studio. And somehow in the midst of all that, Rahm Emanuel's name got brought up.
I'm saying, like, I've been labeled anti-Semite, right? So there's different beliefs about our bloodlines, you know, like the documentary that Kyrie posted. And in general, America has been left ignorant and history has been changed. So when we start questioning things that question the indoctrination, then you immediately get, you know, debanked or demonetized. And what's so beautiful about this time is everyone got to see what's really been happening. And now we can really understand. We can see that Rahm Emanuel was right next to Obama, and then Jared Kushner was right next to Trump.
Someone needs to tell Kanye that there's really not many people on his side, but I don't think you can convince him of that. David Goldenberg is the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League. You had some strong words for Nick Fuentes. And when it comes to these people, you've got Kanye, you've got Nick Fuentes, you've got this other guy, Charlie Kirk. They're all born and raised in the Chicago area. So, David, are we a breeding ground for this type of craziness, or what's happening?
Well, first of all, it's nice to be with you again, and I really appreciate the opportunity. I don't think Chicago or Illinois is any more a breeding ground for this type of hate than anywhere else in the country. And so I think what's important to realize, though, is that these individuals have become national faces, national figureheads, national leaders in a world that is filled with, in a part of our society that is rooted in anti-Semitism, white supremacy, and hate. And so, you know, Ye was just talking about, you know, we just heard him talking about debunking myths and recreating history, which he has done an incredibly good job at in recent weeks.
So that's really, yesterday we were talking about the word of the day, gaslighting. That's basically what he's doing, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it is, right? It's in, usually in situations with dog whistles, it's usually only the dog who hears the whistle. But in this particular case, like, we're all hearing it. Mm-hmm. It's not hidden. It's very much in your face. It is clear. It is anti-Semitic. It is using historical anti-Semitic tropes to instill fear and hate. And it's not even misinformation, because misinformation is you accidentally shared something that wasn't right. It's disinformation. It is an outright disinformation campaign. And unfortunately, there's too many people who are enabling them right now.
Okay, and one of them was former President Donald Trump by entertaining Kanye and this Nick Fuentes guy for Thanksgiving dinner. Now, do I say his name right? Is it Fuentes? Is that the last name? Am I pronouncing?
Yeah, it's Fuentes. And,
Fuentes,
you know,
okay.
Nick Fuentes is among the most recognized anti-Semites, Holocaust deniers, white supremacists around today. He is really, in his mid-20s, he represents the next generation of white supremacists.
He's a 2016 graduate of Lyons Township High School, living in LaGrange. And does he still have a Berwyn address? Does he still identify as someone from Chicago?
He had said during the summer that he was moving to Florida, and there are some things on social media that suggest that he's there. But I think what's important to recognize that this particular individual has a pretty far reach, not just in Illinois, but throughout the country.
You said in an article, Nick Fuentes is among the most prominent and unapologetic anti-Semites around. He's a vicious bigot. He's been condemned across the political spectrum. He's a white supremacist who is really seeking to forge a white nationalist alternative to the mainstream GOP. Donald Trump has him for Thanksgiving dinner and says he hadn't heard of him.
I guess it's possible, but do we really think it's plausible?
The Republican congressional leadership have spoken out today. Kevin McCarthy spoke outside the White House. Mitch McConnell spoke as well. It was pretty pointed in that he said he doesn't think anyone who dines with Kanye West or the Fuentes could ever be elected president in the United States. I wonder if you think that's the case.
Well, I mean, there were a lot of things that occurred during the previous administration's 4 years. That raise a lot of questions, right? And that we didn't necessarily think could ever happen in America, at least again. And so it's going to be really important right now where those who have supported him in the past, are they willing to speak out against him or others who share these types of hateful ideologies, hateful words? Or will they sort of let it go, right? And there have been many moments where, obviously, we saw with Kanye, given an opportunity to apologize or to say, I didn't realize that, let me learn more, double and triple down, right? And so even if someone didn't know about Nick Fuentes, you clearly know about Ye and his anti-Semitism and wanting to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews. Right. And so it's important about who are we as a country? What are the values that and standards and expectations that we have for our leaders? I worked in government for over a decade. And, you know, this was 25 years ago and the times were very different. You had friends who were different political parties, who had different political persuasions. You had meaningful and important conversations. And these days it feels like elections and politics are more or less a race to the bottom.
David Goldenberg, I would have guessed that you were in your late 20s or early 30s based on your voice. And when you just said you were in government that long, that's where your wisdom comes from. Thank you for always jumping on the show and taking our phone call. And we appreciate your point of view and we hope you'll come back again.
Anytime.
David Goldenberg, Regional Director of the Anti-Defamation League. Steve has your news coming up next, and it is Giving Tuesday. This is a chance to support some local organizations that are making a difference, and one of them is the Port Ministries. We'll talk to the Executive Director, David Gonzalez, coming up on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.